2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good evening. This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story this hour. Travis McMichael, his father Gregory McMichael, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan were found guilty on a variety of charges, including murder, in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, the young unarmed black man shot in his neighborhood. ABC chief legal analyst Dan Abrams has details.
Travis McMichael found guilty on all charges ranging from malice murder, the most serious, down to aggravated assault and false imprisonment. His father, Gregory McMichael, found not guilty of malice murder, but guilty on the rest of the counts. And William Roddy Bryan, he's the man who recorded that video. He's the man who was following in that other vehicle, found guilty on felony murder.
A defense attorney for one of the men says he's planning to appeal today's guilty verdict.
Sometimes, you know, we go to court, we're disappointed with the verdicts. But we have to respect the verdicts, and we have to respect the work of the jurors in the case, even if we disagree with the result.
That is Kevin Goff, who represents William Roddy Bryan, the man who recorded last year's deadly encounter on his cell phone. But what does today's verdict mean for people who try to take the law into their own hands? Utah defense attorney Greg Skordis weighs in on that question.
You know, you look at the Rittenhouse verdict just a week ago, and you compare it with this verdict, and it gives you a completely mixed message to that exact question. People who decide to be vigilante, or like you say, take the matters into their own hand, can face everything from life in prison to a complete acquittal. And I don't know what the message is. I think that a lot of states, including Utah, are going to revise their self-defense statutes, are going to revise their statutes on use of force, or revise their statutes on use of weapons. And I think that we've got to come to some consensus in this country on when deadly force is used, when it's lawful.
Meantime, Black Lives Matter Utah leader Ray Duckworth says today's verdict will open more doors for discussion.
I hope we just continue to fight, and I hope that this, you know, creates more dialogues and conversations for people so we can continue to educate and, you know, spread the awareness that we're fighting.
The NAACP of Idaho, Nevada, and Utah issued a statement responding to the verdict. President Janetta Williams called it a great day to have a guilty verdict, but added that they have a lot of work to do. President and CEO of the national organization, Derek Johnson, called for stronger federal and state actions to address and eliminate policies that he called racist and outdated, such as citizens' arrest. A man was life-flighted out of Brighton Ski Resort today in critical condition. Sergeant Melody Cutler with the UPD says the father and his son were skiing in an area where Brighton was using machines to make snow.
They went through an area that where they were making snow, and the son reports that his goggles became like covered in the snow, so he couldn't see. So he says, assuming the same thing happened to his dad, but he has absolutely no way of knowing that. But his dad ran into a snowbank, received severe facial trauma, and then suffered some sort of medical episode and subsequently life-flighted out.
She adds UPD isn't looking at any criminal charges for Brighton. The ski resort opened yesterday for its first day of the season. There was a gathering near Smith's Ballpark this afternoon of lawmakers, clergy, and others concerned about the state's tax on food.
Studies from the state's League of Women Voters show the tax on food is unpopular. Upwards of 67% of Utahns don't like it. Bill Tibbetts of the Crossroads Urban Center says he hopes 2022 is the year the tax finally goes away.
2018, a bill to eliminate the sales tax on food passed in the House and did not get through the Senate. This year we have a really big surplus, and so I think it's possible that this will be the session where we get rid of the sales tax on food.
A bill that would eliminate the state's portion of that tax is sponsored by Representative Rosemary Lesser. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Thanksgiving deals have shoppers opening their wallets, and scammers are trying to take advantage. Christina Miranda with the Federal Trade Commission says people should take extra care when buying online by doing independent research.
search online for the name plus terms like review, complaint, or scam, and just see what other people are saying about it. If the seller has name brand goods at big discounts, they just might be fake.
You can hear more tips on holiday scams on the KSL podcast, Money Making Sense. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is bringing back those red Light the World giving machines this holiday season. Church News reporter Mary Richards was in Orem when they were brought back last night.
These came on the scene, became immensely popular as soon as they were unveiled in 2017, and then they just grew from there to different locations, first starting, if everybody remembers, on Temple Square, and now they're in 10 U.S. cities this year. They were not around last year at 2020 during the pandemic, but they figured they could safely bring them back this year.
Several local charities are included as options in this year's machines in Utah. Those include the Rose Park Community Center, Utah Refugee Connection, and American Indian Services. KSL News Time, 5:05. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. Here's Ricky Meese.
Some improvement, but still a rough ride for Weber County drivers. Southbound I-15, a crash right about Riverdale Road has been moved out of traffic to the right shoulder, but we still have stop-and-go delays. Not quite back to 12th Street in Ogden. Then the second long spot of delay is going to be southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County from Murray to Bluffdale. A new accident, Mountain View Corridor, 7800 south in West Jordan. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 5 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 5:06. BYU basketball is playing its first game as a nationally ranked team this season, taking on Texas Southern Tigers. Cougars insider Mitch Harper joins me now live. And Mitch, do the Tigers even stand a chance?
I don't think so. Texas Southern comes in as an 0-5 team. They've played a tough schedule, but BYU's really good this year. They're number 18 in the country, and it's the first time in 10 years that BYU is ranked in the month of November. So it sets the stage for BYU to have a special year.
Yeah, the bigger question is BYU's next game is against the U, and are they ready?
You know, I think this is going to be a great game between BYU and Utah on Saturday. Both teams are undefeated. I think, BYU might be looking ahead a little bit. I know Coach Mark Pope has said all the right things about tonight's game, but they rest assured that BYU-Utah game is going to be big because Mark Pope has never won at the Huntsman Center. So this should be an evenly contested game coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and every time you throw in that rivalry, you just never know what to expect.
It's true. I mean, and there's so much energy now with Utah basketball, with Craig Smith coming from Utah State. He's now the head coach there at the U. And so both teams are quality squads this year, and it should be an entertaining ball game at the Huntsman Center on Saturday.
All right, Mitch. Thanks for your time.
No problem.
That is Cougars insider Mitch Harper joining me live on the KSL Newsline. The pregame coverage starts at 6 o'clock on KSL News Radio. The tip-off is at 7. The Utah football Utes are riding high, winning of 7 of their last 8 games, and take on the Colorado Buffaloes Friday afternoon. Now, the Utes, with last week's shocking blowout win over the number 3 Oregon Ducks, are headed to the Pac-12 championship without a win over Colorado on Black Friday. KSLSports.com reports if the Utes win the league championship December 3rd, they will head to the Rose Bowl. If they lose, they'll play in the Alamo Bowl. Now, kickoff at Rice-Eccles Stadium is set for 2 o'clock on Friday. KSL News Time, 5:08. It's time for Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. It's brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating and Air, anyhourservices.com.
You first heard about Wanda and Jamal 5 years ago. Grandma Wanda tried to text her grandson, but tech challenged. She accidentally invited a complete stranger for Thanksgiving. That'd be Jamal, who texted, "You're not my grandma, but can I have a plate, though?" And an unlikely friendship was born.
I just feel my life has been enriched since he's come into it.
And for the past 4 years, Wanda and Grandpa Lonnie shared their table with this teenage stranger. Along the way, Jamal found a girlfriend. He provided Wanda tech support.
Having to help her with every single thing that she needs with her phone. Like, I literally had to hook up her and her husband's phone like 6 months ago.
And Grandma became great-grandma Wanda.
I actually have 2 great-grandchildren. That's pretty awesome.
Last year, Jamal cooked so Wanda could relax. 4 Thanksgivings, but the 5th will be different because Grandpa Lonnie passed on back in April. The COVID got him. Wanda is thankful she was able to be in the room and spend those last moments with her husband. And this year, she hosted a pared-back Thanksgiving the other day, immediate family only, and Jamal and his girlfriend. There was a picture of Grandpa Lonnie at an empty chair at the head of the table as Grandma Wanda bowed her head.
I miss him, but I know he's in a good place. So to everybody here, I love you. And have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Now a widow. This Thanksgiving, Wanda Dench leans on three generations of family and her friend by mistake, who's become like family, very much on purpose.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friends.
I'll help you care.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by Zions Bank, the official bank of the Utah Jazz. Solid delays southbound I-15 between 5300 South and 146 South. We've had a couple of crashes in that vicinity of Sandy Draper, but they are now out of traffic. Northbound I-15, it is bogged down between 123rd and 106 South. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are clear. A crash at Mountain View Corridor in 7800 South. Michelle?
Well, you're looking good coming over the point of the mountain. Southbound I-15, a little bit of slowing in Pleasant Grove. More delays waiting for you between Payson and Spring Lake. For drivers that are on University Parkway in Orem, that's also pretty packed in. Steve?
And more emergency traffic right now. Southbound I-15 in Weber County, all due to a crash in Riverdale just prior to the I-84 junction. That's been moved from the left lane over to the right shoulder now. It's out of traffic, not causing the left lane to be blocked anymore. But the backups are still there, back to 21st Street in Ogden. And northbound 15, delays in Davis County, still there from Layton up to Clearfield. Any hour services, electrical, plumbing, heating and air, and air conditioning. They help homeowners repair and maintain their homes. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Here's Kristen Van Dyke with the hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, an hour-by-hour description as we head toward Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Maria. Chilly tonight, 5 p.m., 37 degrees, with skies mainly clear. 7 p.m., 34 degrees. By 9 p.m., 30 degrees. Clear skies with a low of 25 overnight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke with your hourly update on the 5 o'clock report.
And it's 39 degrees right now in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL Newstime 512. A Thanksgiving tradition returns. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Manhattan's Upper West Side.
After the pandemic made last year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade a virtual event, the giant character balloons are ready to soar again to the delight of the estimated 3.5 million spectators who will be there in person. There's Papa Smurf right in front of me, all inflated, though under mesh netting and face down like a felon under arrest. He'll join the floats and the celebrities and the clowns that are part of the parade for the 95th year. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
So far, so good in general for travel on this busy getaway day. ABC's Alex Stone is watching the flight maps.
Only 88 flights have been canceled in the entire U.S. on this busy travel day. American Airlines leading the list with 23 flights canceled. Compared to many years when weather impacts Thanksgiving travel, those are pretty low numbers. Reports coming in from airports nationwide are that they're busy, but there are no major problems. Things have been moving pretty smoothly.
If you see deer flying through the air next week, don't worry. It's not Christmas Eve yet. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources periodically performs health checks and gets population estimates of mule deer. And one way they do that is by flying the deer by helicopter in a sling to DWR workstations. Unlike Santa's crew, once these guys are collared and checked, they are released back into the wild. Trending on social media. If you go to the BYU Creamery, you might notice two new flavors, names after Cougars coaches Kalani Sitake and Mark Pope. Sitake has said he loves any ice cream with chocolate in it, so his flavor is Kalani Sitake Road, complete with marshmallows, brownies, and fudge. Meantime, the men's basketball headman's ice cream, Pope's post-game snack, includes vanilla ice cream with chocolate Rice Krispies, chocolate chunks, and salted caramel. KSL News Time 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A Park City man has been arrested and is accused of giving his teen co-worker edibles. She later had a seizure. Summit County Sheriff's Office says they also found a lot more drugs in the man's house. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, the old Airport Inn Hotel has been purchased and turned into affordable apartment units for people 55 and up and veterans. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz.
We've had a couple of hot spots. Both are on southbound I-15. One in Weber County, heavy delays. Ogden down to Riverdale due to a crash. The other one on southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County with delays that are solid from Murray to Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures dropped to the coldest so far this season. Get ready for a low of 25 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 39 degrees. Now time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Attorney General Merrick Garland is out with a strong warning for unruly passengers on airliners this holiday season.
With the holiday travel season in full swing, Attorney General Merrick Garland is directing U.S. prosecutors to prioritize cases where unruly passengers commit federal crimes on commercial aircrafts. In a new memo, Garland says federal law prohibits assaults, intimidation, and threats of violence that interfere with flight crews and flight attendants. The FAA reports the number of incidents on flights involving unruly passengers has soared this year, with the large majority of them mask-related. Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
One person at an airport Thanksgiving Eve with two adjectives to describe it.
We thought it was going to be busy, but we've never flown on this day, so I had no idea it'd be this crazy.
Airport officials urging people to get to airports very early.
I was terrified. I didn't think we'd ever make it.
I've never been to the airport, and it's been this crazy, so it's an experience for sure.
Three men are convicted of murder in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the black man who was running empty-handed through a Georgia subdivision when white strangers chased him, trapped him in a quiet street, and killed him with a shotgun. The victim's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones.
Thank each and every one of you who fought this fight with us. It's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight, but God is good.
Defense attorney Jason Sheffield.
These men are sorry for what happened to Ahmaud Arbery. They are sorry that he is dead. They are sorry for the tragedy that happened because of the choices that they made to go out there and try to stop it.
Sentencing at a later date. Southern California Edison has shut off power to more than 2,800 customers with strong Santa Ana winds threatening power lines. By Friday night, close to 200,000 customers in the region have been warned they may be cut off. Michigan Health and Hospital officials request federal help in response to its COVID surge. Nurses, respiratory therapists, doctors needed. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. As we begin to think that we are grateful for this year, Dr. Brandon Webb, infectious disease expert at Intermountain Healthcare, spoke at a virtual COVID briefing today on what he's grateful for this year.
I'm actually on call in the hospital this week. So I'll be in the hospital with my colleagues across the board, nurses, respiratory technologists, pharmacists, other physicians. I'm very grateful for the personal sacrifices that have been made in the healthcare industry to continue to do everything we can. But I'm also very grateful for the support that we've had from the community. I'm grateful for individuals who've chosen to do things that they would prefer not to do because it protects others and it protects themselves. And I think that personal sacrifice is something that is difficult for all of us, and it's been heartwarming to see people, really lean into this. And I really still believe that as a community, we have a pathway through the pandemic that minimizes the loss of life and loss of livelihoods. I think that in Utah, we can continue to lead out in doing the right thing, doing things that protect not only ourselves, but also others.
Dr. Webb also says he's grateful for the good quality research that has helped and keeps helping us combat the virus. You've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 519. Triple Team Traffic. Sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese, you've dropped the emergency traffic.
We have. Now, we're not seeing that we're out of the delays, not by any means, but we haven't had any more accidents. And we're actually starting to see the speeds of the delays move a little bit better. But it's still pretty solid. And that's southbound I-15 in Salt Lake County between 5300 and 146 South. That is the bulk of your delays. So tack on an extra 20, 25 minutes minimum to your normal KSL travel time through that area. Northbound I-15, again, bogged down. And that's from Draper at 123rd South up to 106 South. All clear on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways. Michelle?
Well, we're seeing slowdown southbound I-15 now between American Fork headed through into Linden. As you're headed further south, there's also a little below freeway speeds as you're going through Spanish Fork. And then picking up some more slowdowns, this is Payson to Spring Lake for drivers on University Parkway in Orem. That's also a bit of a slow ride. Steve?
And we still have those big backups on southbound I-15 in Weber County tonight, all due to a crash in Riverdale, which has been moved over to the right shoulder. Those backups start just before 21st Street in Ogden. Meantime, northbound 15 delays in Davis County between the Layton Parkway and Antelope Drive. Got good speeds, though, on the west side belt, northbound 215 and Legacy looking good. Highway 89 has cleared out now from Lagoon up to Harrison Boulevard. This November, you don't have to splurge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. Ogden's Flooring and Design has low prices on flooring and countertops through Black Friday. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kristen Van Dyke is here with our 7-day forecast.
Thanks, Maria. Chilly Thanksgiving ahead with a high of 44 degrees, mostly sunny, then down into the 20s again. Friday, haze moving in with highs in the mid-40s. Saturday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 48 with more haze through at least Sunday. Highs stay in the 40s and overnight lows in the upper 20s and low 30s. Next week, the 50s return by Monday and we keep it dry. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Well, look at that. The Christmas lights are on in downtown Salt Lake City, at least outside of Triad Center. Right now, 39 degrees, and you've been listening to the 5 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time, 521.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Utah's financial strength is the result of good management, a diverse economy, and a culture of mentorship. Clark Capital is one of Utah's largest consumer-focused investment firms, and CEO James Clark is here to share the essential role of mentoring in their business.
As a serial entrepreneur, I've grown companies from millions to billions, but I didn't do it alone. My mentors made all the difference. They knew what to do because they'd been there before, and there's no doubt that I stood on their shoulders. Clark Capital is a consumer-focused investment firm that actively mentors entrepreneurs who want to scale profitable businesses. Our founding members have the know-how and first-hand experience to offer operational guidance in addition to capital. As managers of our own capital, we have the flexibility to make decisions that align with the long-term goals of entrepreneurs and other investors. We seek the best operators, people who work as hard as we do, people who couple sheer grit with determination to get the job done. We're committed to helping Utah's consumer-focused entrepreneurs thrive. And if you know one or happen to be one of these entrepreneurs who has a successful business that they want to scale the right way, we'd love to meet them.
Clark Capital is a family office that invests in fast-growing, founder-run businesses with real profits. Google Clark Capital Partners or go to their website at clarkcp.com. That's Clark spelled with an E, clarkcp.com. I'm Derek Miller with the Salt Lake Chamber, speaking on business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, Doug Wright and my friends at Intellibed. Boy, do they pull out the stops for the Black Friday promotion. Of course, in our home, we've been sleeping on an Intellibed forever, even have one in our guest bedroom. If you're looking for the best bed you can buy at an amazing price, how about this? 15% off any Signature Collection mattress, a free accessory bundle, including the two gelled microfiber pillows, a bamboo sheet set, a Prime Terry mattress protector, plus free shipping. Only IntelliBed is made with the revolutionary gel matrix. So you get the world's only bed, firm and soft at the same time. And this deal's waiting for you. Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale and Logan. Or you can call 888-GEL-BEDS with a Z and speak to a sleep specialist. By the way, IntelliBed is giving away an $8,000 luxury mattress this November. All you have to do to enter is go to IntelliBed.com/no pressure for the giveaway details.
Now more than ever, Utah teachers need to know how much they're appreciated. So KSL and Bird Brothers Tire and Service have built the Teacher Tribute Wall. Hundreds of teachers are being honored, plus each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, $200 in groceries from Macy's, and season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 525. We are watching Utah's money. Breakfast is going to hurt your wallet extra next year. General Mills announced they are raising prices by up to 20% in January on dozens of popular breakfast brands. Get ready to pay more for Annie's, Yoplait, Cheerios, and even your Lucky Charms. KSL Drives, GMC will start delivering the Hummer EVs. The automaker made the announcement today. The all-electric SUV will have a range of 329 miles. You Shall Not Pass, a cryptocurrency named after the Lord of the Rings trilogy, has been barred from operating. It's being considered a trademark violation. On Wall Street today, the Dow was off 9 points to end at 35,804. S&P 500 closed up 10 points. The NASDAQ gained 70 points. Germany is planning a cultural revolution on immigration, youth, and gender.
Voting at 16, easing requirements to become a citizen, and self-identification for transgender people are among the sweeping cultural reforms Germany's new coalition parties are promising. The coalition agreeing Germany needs to make plans for a younger, more diverse, and more mobile future. The new government is made up of the Social Democrats, the Greens, and the Libertarian Free Democrats. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.